Well, hello, gentlemen, and anybody else. This is Solar Man. And as you know, I'm in the UK at the moment, and it's getting cold. Well, damp. And the way the UK is, a lot of people are going to find it hard to keep warm this winter, or even find food. But the UK has been a third world country for a long time, and people don't even know it. People work very hard here, 5 days, sometimes 6 days a week, but they still can't afford to live properly. And of course, one of the reasons is that this country has been taxed to the hilt. They don't reward you for working harder and longer hours. They just tax you more. But however, the elites seem to be doing very well. And you can feel the tenseness in the people, where they're rushing around trying to get to work or trying to get home. Just trying to survive. Many, many years ago, I remember England as being a very nice place, with nice people. But people haven't got time to talk with you anymore. And socializing here costs a lot of money now, and people don't do that often either. As you may know, I went to Portugal a week ago and stayed a week. It was so calm. The people seemed so relaxed. And then I landed back in the UK, and the tenseness started straight away. Ah, well, that's life, I guess. But let's talk about the Femon bubble.
What the hell are you talking about?
What, you don't know about the Femon bubble? Well, let me explain it to you. Most Femons live in a bubble of their own making. It's not reality world, it's fantasy land. And in this Femon bubble, the Femon is the center of the universe. Everything evolves around the Femon. Don't tell me you real guys ever noticed that about Femons. That's why when you start talking to them, it isn't long before they start talking about themselves. Let's assume a guy is taking his dog for a walk, and a Femon's taking her dog for a walk. She's a reasonably young Femon, reasonably attractive, fairly fit-looking, and they come across each other on a path, and the man just starts talking to her, generally speaking. Maybe about the weather, maybe about her dog, but because the universe evolves around the Femon, in her mind, she will think the man's talking to her because he wants her. He likes her, he fancies her. He's not just talking to her generally or anything. The Femon thinks he's chatting her up. Because in the Femon mind, she's a goddess. They all want her. But of course, in reality, the man is actually married, unfortunately. And he's happily married. And that's very unfortunate. With 2 young children. And the man is just being polite. So it's not the man that's turning it into a sexual encounter in his mind. It's the Femon. She's the one who is making herself a sexual object. Why? Because that's all they really have. That's all they've ever really had. And that's why it's probably best for men to never talk with Femons ever, unless they have to. Which is what I do. There's a news story in the paper about a police person. Actually, it's a Femon, of course. And the headline is, "People say I'm far too pretty to be a police person." I know, it makes normal people want to puke. You see how the world evolves around them. And of course, there's another picture beside it of her stripping off. Yeah. To be honest, I'm far too handsome and a good-looking man to work on a building site. But I do anyway. You see, that type of attitude could only come from a Femon brain. Because they're completely self-centered. And as we know, they're all one-trick ponies. This Femon is a police person. And yet she says, "Hey, look at my tits." They just can't help themselves, can they? They are the ones objectifying themselves. Is she a good police person? Well, it doesn't really matter. Take a look at her tits. Much more important to the Femon. And this is one of the reasons why men, real men that is, don't take Femons too seriously. Forget I'm a police person, but my tits, look at them. Because these Femons are doing these type of jobs, and most of them are just play acting at them, but really want to be a stripper instead. Because that gets them far more attention. It was supposed to be men that would think about sex all the time. But in actual fact, it's Femons that turn a situation into a sexual endeavor. They are the ones that are pushing society that everything is about sex. That's why everywhere you look, on the TV even, in the newspapers, on social media, you see nothing but breasts and asses of Femons stripping off. But of course, if Femons were such a fantastic person as they say they are all the time, they wouldn't have to strip off to get attention. The funny thing is, there's so many Femons stripping off everywhere. The only time I get interested in a Femon is when she's got her clothes on. It's just different.
Hey, Solomon, there's a girl over there walking along the street with a winter coat on.
Where? Good God, that's so damn sexy.
Where are you going, Solomon?
I've got to have her.
Solomon!